Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised. Well, allow me to thank AMC for allowing you to join us this evening.
My God, it ran 12 minutes long.
Most people don't complain about this, but like, if you're complaining that the show that you're watching goes long, maybe you shouldn't watch it anymore, yo.
Maybe I shouldn't have podcasts and scheduled after the show.
No, I'm just saying, it sounds like you're complaining, and it's like, well, I mean, look, we're supposed to like the show. That means we appreciate extra footage, no? Like, don't we like an overtime football game? Especially when the
Patriots win. A complicated relationship with the Walking Dead.
You know, I think a football game is a good example because both are chock full of commercials and you're really not getting that much action.
You know what would be better than the Walking Dead?
That sounds like a first date.
Is the Joaquin Dead, where like we just see Joaquin Phoenix die and come back to life over and over again?
He plays every role in the story.
Is that your band name?
the Walking Dead,
or just the first album?
That's pretty good.
The Walking Dead.
I'm writing that down, but it's not my band name. Actually, that's a good first album name given my band's name. So I might use that.
Oh, I'm so glad that somebody else has named their band. I really was afraid that everyone else was coming in dry and I was going to come in with all this juice.
Nope.
Excellent.
Are you normally afraid that you have too much juice?
on this given subject, yes.
All right.
Oh, I want and need the juice.
Well, I got the juice.
It's loose.
All right. This is getting sexual. Let's open this up.
Okay.
It's early for it to be getting sexual. Like 2 of the pod.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Don't mess me up. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome to a very special episode of Full of Sound and Fury podcast. We are coming in amped and juiced, as it turns out.
Got the juice!
Performance-enhancing podcast.
I am your nominal host, Cyrus Mortazavi, recording here in the Rise Again Studios in Kirkland, Washington. With me, as you just heard, is our own everlasting Wobstopper. Recording from Stanford, California, is Riyad Wabi.
Yo, what's going on?
And don't call him a podcaster because he's a pod master from Austin, Texas. Ariel Rodriguez.
Oh, you're too kind. I'm not befitting of the title, but thank you. Hello.
You're on 3 podcasts, dude.
I guess so. You may have a point.
It's the pod hat trick.
And I have a pop filter on my microphone, so that's like a hardcore thing, right?
That's true.
My God. Whereas I'm using a cheap fucking headset that I bought in an airport. Oh my God. What is I feel like I'm disadvantaged.
If you bought it in an airport, there's no way it's cheap.
Oh well, yeah. Good point. All right.
Last but certainly not least, just coming in from The Walking Dead. Thank you for that, AMC, running 10 goddamn minutes long. Is White Keyshawn Xavier, also of Austin, Texas.
I am Keyshawn.
Bam. Okay.
Wow.
As promised, we are going to do a fantasy rock band draft this evening. It was supposed to be last episode, but the events of Super Bowl 51 demanded that we talk about that football game. So we did that. But now we're in episode 64, and we're going to break this down.
Keyshawn have any thoughts about the game before we get into the rock draft? I'm curious.
Yes, and those thoughts can be found on, I don't know, was I part of the podcast? I can't remember. I thought we talked about it.
No.
You were in bed.
that was a good game.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, shit, okay. Sorry, I'm sorry. I derailed everything. I fucked it up. I'm sorry. We could just edit this out. I'm sorry. I fucked it up.
Nah, it's cool, dude.
No, he's a Patriot, and he wants to keep talking about the Patriots.
Can we talk about how they're the greatest of all time? They're the fucking greatest.
Brady!
We tried so hard.
You know, we didn't have one podcast dedicated. That's not enough. We need more. Tom Brady. Tom Brady, it's Tom Brady.
Brady time. Excellent. Okay. So how this is going to work is a traditional fantasy sports draft. We're going to snake over a course of 5 rounds because each of our fantasy rock bands has to fill 5 positions. You have a vocalist, a guitarist, a bass guitarist, a percussionist, probably going to be a drummer, I would imagine, in most of our cases, and 1/5 flex position that can be used as anyone sees fit. We're going to be naming these bands because Keyshawn is a genius and decided we should do that. Keyshawn is also picking a roadie for I do not know why, but I'm excited to see who he picks. And yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and I think we're going to learn a lot about music. One final note, anyone alive or dead is on the board, so to speak. From Amadeus to Milli Vanilli. Okay?
Wow.
I'm going to recommend you guys go with the former rather than the latter.
Yeah.
Keyshawn Xavier, you are on the clock.
Oh, shit. We're just going right into it. There's not going to be any kind of talk on the front end about the draft class and the various options. Let me ask you this. Is there going to be an opportunity for talking about the bands that we didn't pick?
The musicians? Absolutely. It's going to be our usual free-form, random as shit format here.
Okay. Well,
we're adding just a modicum of structure.
All right.
Well, don't freeze up on me, though.
Let's see. I'm going to start by pronouncing the name of my band. We are the Sexual Philharmonic. And I'm just going to get right into it. For the first
just like your band.
Of the 2017 Rock Band Draft, the Sexual Philharmonic will take Prince.
Oh
shit! Good choice. Good choice.
At what position? What are you using him as your guitarist or your vocalist? Or
that's
what?
Just it. I'm taking him as my Prince position.
Oh, so is he your flex?
That is the glory that is Prince. He knows all.
Depending on who's available, you can plug him in wherever you want him.
We are the Sexual Philharmonic. We know all the positions.
Uh-huh. I walked
you
into
fill
that
all the positions.
Now it all makes sense.
I will say that our first album will be entitled The Funk and Nothing But The Funk.
Damn right it will.
We're styling and profiling, rumbling and bumbling, no fumbling, no stumbling, make your knees, your liver quiver, and your bladder splatter. We are the Sexual Philharmonic.
Okay, Keith, walk me through it. Why is Prince the number one overall pick?
I think it's just because of what you just said.
What are you, Trump?
Well, hey, do you want to set up a meeting with Prince?
He's going to run his podium into me.
I think that there's lots of talent all over, but if you want one that will write your music, because you're going to have to be picking people that will write the music. You don't have like a crew that's hanging in the back. You need a band. And so you're going to have some folks that write the music and can play it. And depending on how the draft goes, you could fill any position with Prince. And you could even, I mean, you don't even have to have his name. You could be the artist formerly known as Prince.
But no, I like it. It's strong.
Play a guitar.
Okay. I actually go next by random determination here. So I actually have a litany of band names, and depending on who I get, I'm going to go with one. But I definitely know who my pick is. And I'm of the persuasion that a band is defined by their frontman. You can go other ways. You want to have a bass guitarist or whatnot. That's fine. I'm not going to judge you. But for me, it's all about your frontman up there making the crowd do what he wants. To that, I'm going to take the greatest frontman of all time, the late, great Freddie Mercury of Queen.
I applaud you, sir.
That's a great
choice.
That's a strong fucking choice.
He was right up there for me.
Goddamn. Whew. Well, I mean, look, I guess, wait, I'm on the clock, right?
You were on the clock, sir.
All right. All right. Okay. So I look, I'm
Wait. Hang on. Pause. Who picked Freddie Mercury? What's the name of this band?
TBD. It's going to depend on who comes out, who I get.
Oh, you got to name the band depending on who's on it.
You don't have to. That's how I'm going to do it.
Ah, okay. I got you. See, I'm so confident in my picks, I know who I'm getting. I already got my album. I know what's happening.
See, here's the problem, right? We allow anyone from any point in history. We're not going to really clash. It's not going to be like we're going to admire each other's picks, but it's not going to be like, oh shit, I wanted that dude. It's extremely unlikely that's going to happen. That's fine.
Is that a problem or is that awesome?
Well, it's kind of a problem because it's better to hear that's people like be disappointed. But
I'm really excited for that. You know, mid draft kicker run when one person picks a kicker and everybody thinks, oh, the kickers are going out or whatever.
Well, no, you're about to get the
there will be positional kicker runs,
pick,
right?
Because I'm about to pick my drummer.
I knew it. Lay it on me. I knew it was coming. I love it.
I'm taking Neil. I can't not. I mean, we gotta have a strong rhythm section, and that means we need the greatest drummer of all time.
Number one on my drummer board.
Neil Peart. He is joining the band. Do I tell you the name of the band now? I guess I can. No. You know what? We're gonna wait. I'm gonna wait to tell you the name because I'm also gonna talk about the first album. But yeah, Neil. I'm gonna take Neil Peart.
Closing out round one, Ariel. Who we got?
So I'm sticking to the traditional selection of we were supposed to do vocalist first. So I'm also going to pick a vocalist as opposed to another position. Cyrus, I kind of agree with you. You're talking about how the front man or front person is such an integral part of the team, part of the band. And as they go, sort of the band goes in a sense. And I think, you know, sonically that's more the case than maybe even their stage performance. So I wanted someone with a unique sound. Maybe a little unusual, but I think it's pretty unique. So I'm going to go with Janis Joplin for my vocalist as my
top. Ah, okay. I thought Janis Joplin was a dude in some of the songs today. Like, no shit.
See? A lot of variety, right? Yeah. Very unique sound. Very unique sound. That's kind of where we're going with that.
It's a strong pick.
Yeah. Well, and that brings us to round two. So, Ariel, you have back-to-back.
Okay, guitarist is what my understanding was the next
category is. Are you announcing your name of your band or are you going to hold off?
I'm going to keep it till the end because I think there is some room for changing the name depending on who ends up in the final roster. But I've got first pick and you got to go with a legend, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, shocked he made it around two.
Me too.
I mean, I don't even know if I need to say anything. Jimi Hendrix, period. Mic drop.
You know shit, right?
Damn. I mean,
you're already winning the drug race.
God.
Bonus engineering points.
This is the problem.
Pickups.
This is the problem with your band, dude. How many albums are they going to survive before they fucking OD?
One incredible one.
The Flex may actually be a DEA agent that just keeps them all honest. I don't know.
Just, hey, Riyadh, the Dirty Mac did not survive at a set.
All right.
Yeah, but that's because Yoko Ono killed him.
Oh, God. And she killed me.
I mean, look, are you taking Scott Weiland next, dude? Like, what's your?
He already got a vocalist.
Oh shit! Yeah, but he could be a flex. Could be
it's
a flex.
True. Getting duet going
could
there.
True.
Could be a flex. I'm gonna. Okay, so I'm really just trying to choose somebody that somebody else is going to get to first, right? This is what I'm mostly worried about.
I think round two will be largely about strategy. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm thinking guitarist. Like, who do I want for guitarist? And I think I know the answer. I'm worried that somebody else will think to take him. So I think for my guitarist, I'm going to go with Slash.
Ooh. Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay. Why Slash? Because I'm going to be honest, not on my board.
Why Slash? Well, okay, look, Hendrix would have been up there if he had still been around. So, well, yeah, of course. But like, I guess we could think about Clapton, but he just doesn't work with the style I'm going for here, although neither do any of my other picks. So, but Clapton would be a strong one. Stevie Ray Vaughan would be a strong one. Mm-hmm. But I think I want some, I think I want like a, you know, a old school kind of rock guitarist. You know, for me, that's like, you know, I think rock guitar, I think like 80s action movies and Slash, man. So like, I want Slash to shred.
So in your head, it's Commando and it's Slash.
That's right. Yes.
80s action movies. I figured you were going for 1991.
Yeah, exactly. No, 1990.
Come on, Chappie.
It's okay. It's okay.
That's the name of his first album.
What, 1990? That's right. Yes, Chappie. We're following in the tradition of Taylor Swift. I'm going to name mine 1990.
Oh, man.
Holy
shit. That's good shit.
You better have a good album title because you're going to have to top that.
Well, I mean, The Walking Dead is a pretty good title. But
dude, that's not the title of this podcast episode at minimum.
Exactly right. Okay. All right. So that brings me up, and I'm going to zig instead of zag in here. Mm. I like the depth at a lot of these positions, except for bass guitar. And my number one guy is still there. And I'm going to take someone who is more famous for being a vocalist and frontman, but a renowned bass badass. I'm taking with my second pick from Rush, Geddy Lee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was on my list. Wow. Nice choice.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got to, yeah, sure. I note that Rush is the only band so far who's gotten two members drafted.
They were good at music. I mean, again, period.
Won the trophy.
Man, I got nervous. I got real nervous. You started talking about bass. I was like, oh no, he's going to get the best bass guitarist of all time.
I did.
And then you didn't. Oh, hell no. I'm going to pick the man who brought bass to your face. His name is Bootsy Collins. Started off with James Brown back in the day. And then a little bit later in the day, he went and played with George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. Bootsy Collins, baby.
Tell me he has an afro.
Motherfucker invented the afro.
For real, or you just had to
Bootsy him up? Collins went back in time.
Oh, okay.
Told them that the afro must be grown. Said, someday you'll understand why. And then he brought the funk in the 70s, and then everyone knew. And that's my the end of the second round, right?
That is. You get double. Yeah.
Oh,
going into round three.
Oh,
pick number 9. Shit. Bootsy Collins. That's a lot of funk on one band already, man.
You damn straight. That's the funk and nothing but the funk. I already told you.
That's the name of the first album, if I remember correct.
The funk, another one, the funk. And I will also pick for my to start the third round, the Sexual Philharmonic, Prince and the Sexual Philharmonic. we'll take Stevie Wonder as our keyboardist and band bus driver.
Very nice.
All right, now see, now I'm less scared of Ariel's band.
Wow.
Fantastic. Jeez. Fantastic.
Okay. Love it. Okay. Oh, that puts me back up. Okay. So I got a vocalist and I got a bass. Okay. All right. I'm going to. So Rion took the best drummer, as far as I'm concerned, off the board, and with the drum solo of life, which, frankly, Ariel's band is going to need, I think. So that's kind of cool. But my number two is there. So I'm going drummer. And when I think rock. I want a fucking maniac back there wailing on everything. I'm going to take the guy who, when he died, they found 40 fucking vodkas in his system. I'm taking the man that Animal from the Muppets is based upon. I am taking John Bonzo Bonham of Led Zeppelin.
God damn it.
Nice.
You took my pick.
Nice. That's a good pick.
Now, wait a minute. Is my pick still on the table if I pick Animal?
God. Wait, fictional characters are allowed?
You realize I've got to start Googling now to figure out who the fuck I'm going to pick as drummer? Because you took my fucking drummer. God,
Keyshawn,
damn.
You spent 6 hours preparing for this podcast. You didn't pick four drummers?
I didn't even pick Animal. I honest to God had him as my last pick because I thought no one's picking Animal. Shit.
Are you kidding me? Bonham's the man.
All right. That's all right. I got a backup. I got several backups.
Okay.
Got backups for days.
Well, back that bus up.
All right, so who's up now? Keyshawn?
Riyadh, you're up.
Oh, shit, I'm up. Well, okay.
I got to make a pick.
I do have to make a pick. I don't think anyone's going to see. I'm a little worried that my flex pick might go. Although it would be a little crazy for it to go. I think I can survive if somebody really, really tries to steal the flex pick.
I told you I'm taking the flutist from Jethro Tull, man. That's just happening.
Yeah. And
I know you want him too.
So, but here's the problem. Ari is already choosing a lot of people who died too young from drugs. And so I'm worried that he might go like really hard.
I know
on
what
this
he's doing. It's
for the flex name, position, right?
His band name is the 27s.
Not quite, no.
I know. Well, this is exactly what one of my bands was going to be. The 27.
Well, this, okay. So, in fairness, this guy made it to 35. But it was
so it's not Jesus.
It was a good 35. It was a strong 35.
Solid 35.
Yeah, and he died in 1791. yeah, we're gonna see how Mozart does in a metal band. So I'm taking Mozart for my flex position.
Unless Bill and Ted has lied to me, it's gonna be amazing.
We're gonna need a keyboardist anyway, and so like he's certainly
get the phone booth. Get out there.
Yeah, dude. I really couldn't see him being the backbone of it and just an incredible prog rock project.
Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna go for here is essentially progressive metal at this point. So like
fantastic.
So like it'll work out. I mean, like, yeah. Maybe the first anyway. Very okay, cool. So I think who's up?
Ariel's got for one of two.
Cyrus, did you already make the river? Did you already make a pick? Did we skip you?
No, you did not.
Didn't we miss Keyshawn's second pick at the top of the third round?
No, it was Bootsy Collins.
He picked a blind bus driver.
Yeah, but then it snaked. It should have snaked back to him because he's won.
No, I got Bootsy Collins.
And Stevie Wonder.
The only person none of us have heard of took
Stevie and Bootsy. Right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know Bootsy Collins, dog. What?
I have friends too.
Jesus Christ. Bootsy Collins,
I'm not a loser. I don't know how to read. But I do know.
Okay, Bootsy. So it's my pick. Bassist, which I'm probably the least familiar with bassists overall. So I did a bunch of research. My pick, his nickname is The Ox, John Entwistle from The Who. Just YouTube some of his solos. It will melt your face off. This guy is a hell of a bassist.
Yeah, he is.
See, I knew him as Thunderfingers.
So, yeah, he has two nicknames, I think, The Ox and Thunderfingers.
That's how you know you're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, holy hell.
It's,
so,
it's not quite the long shame.
Junior high.
He's my pick for bassist.
I had him at number three on my board. Mm. So, yeah, good pick.
Cool. Awesome. I get to go again, huh?
You do. We are round four.
Drummer time. So I'm going to go with a bit of an unusual pick here, I think. I think I'm going to zag, to use Cyrus's parlance. I wanted a little bit of funk. I wanted a little bit of versatility. And I wanted when the idea came to me after I was thinking about wanting a little bit of versatility, I ended up getting a lot of versatility. You can watch him pretty much every weeknight if you want, but I pick Questlove for my drummer.
Oh,
I love it.
Questlove is a hell of a drummer. If I mean, you want to talk about talent in today's day and age, I think he is just almost unparalleled.
And you filled your Afro quotient in one fell swoop.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. He can do virtually anything. And he can compose and write songs and perform and sing and do a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh no, I apologize, Ariel. You got two afros now.
I do, in fact. Also not part of the name of the band, sort of. Yeah, not
Dos Afros.
Oh my God.
Awesome name for a band.
Yes, in the froze.
You don't say afros, you say afros. So it's Dos Afros.
Isn't that Afri? Efreet. <don't
know>. Wow.
This is, I don't know what this is.
Shit. So does that put me back up?
Riyadh, you're back up.
Yeah.
All right. So far, let's review. So far, I took Neil Peart for my drummer. I took Slash as my guitarist, and I took Mozart as a flex musician. So it's clear, other than the Mozart, that I'm going for something a little rocky, a little, you know, that's, and I'm not really worried that anyone's going to steal my vocalist, even though he's amazing. I guess I'm slightly worried. Wait, has everyone else picked a bassist already?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Shit. Then I guess I don't really have to worry about it. I was a little worried that somebody might take my bassist, but I'm going to hold off on choosing the bassist and
strategy.
I'm going to go straight for the vocalist, because I think somebody still needs a vocalist, and it's possible that somebody out there admires Iron Maiden as much as I do and would thus choose Bruce Dickinson as their vocalist. But instead I have done so fuck the haters. Bruce Dickinson is my vocalist.
Yeah. Y'all can run to the hills.
That's right. That is correct.
Well, he was on my radar, but I didn't have him that high, I'll be honest.
That's fair.
That's cool. No, but he definitely held a showman. Okay. I'm up.
Put some back up, sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let me see what I got here. So I got my frontman, I got my bassist, and I got my drummer.
Who did Riyadh pick?
I took Bruce Dickinson. Dickinson of,
oh, okay. Of Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden, yeah.
Therefore, here it's time to log up a guitarist. Oh, my number two guy is still there. Okay. This is a dude who, I mean, I was in approximately 17 bands. And he was awesome in all of them. And was the guitarist on what I would argue is history's greatest supergroup, the Dirty Mac. I'm taking Eric Clapton.
Nice.
Strong.
He was my number two.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm kind of shocked he's still there, but hey, that's cool.
I mean, I mentioned that I was thinking about taking him, but I needed a different genre. You know, that's,
you needed the hat.
I needed that goddamn hat. That's right. That's right.
Ishan, and you're up for your doubles, man.
This is tough. This is getting tough. I gotta get drums.
And someone to play
drums. I need somebody that can bring the funk.
Yeah.
What's that gonna be? I got two choices.
See, I can't tell if he's ruminating or freestyling now.
No.
He's sitting there with drumsticks, like, pad-tipping out of his lap.
Oh, mom, man.
He's nervous. Mom's sweaty. Mom's spaghetti.
Oh, no, I'm bouncing between two of my – I think at this point I'm not worried about anybody. Well, I'm going to take one of the other, so I'm going to throw both the names out there. Well, actually, there's three that I'm considering. Dave Grohl, or Phil Collins, or the one-armed drummer.
My three and my four, my man.
The one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to take the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
He has no name.
My God, man. He has a name.
No, he doesn't.
And it's not
stuff. Dude. No, dude, what kind of pick is that? I'm sorry. I'm going to – come on. For funk?
No. Nope.
What is this? This is the ridiculous.
One-armed, the one-armed drummer. And that's what Prince is going to call him, the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard.
You're just pouring sugar on your whole fucking thing here, man. This is ridiculous.
His shit was awesome.
Yeah, all right. I'll admit.
Fuck the haters.
Okay. All right. All
I'm right. taking the one-armed right drummer again, huh? From Def Leppard.
If I were you, I would have chosen like J.D. Blair or somebody. But
Rick Allen, for love of God, people. Come on.
Now, I can't pick Animal. That one was taken. I'll
fucking be awesome would be to have two drummers.
Forever bitter.
Pretty awesome. I considered it.
Fooling drummers.
Yeah, I know.
You got to flex.
Yeah, I do. You got to flex.
Keyshawn, can you hear it coming in the air tonight?
It's interesting that no one has picked a band manager. You know,
drafting.
I was trying to think about. What I, you got to have the manager, you know, because the Sexual Philharmonic, if we're going to take over the world, our goal is that in 6 months' time, all children born will be ours. And that's an aggressive stance for a band to take. But with Prince at the head of it, and we just need a manager that can really bring it home. Most people take 9 months to gestate their babies. We're going to only take six. Because you got to have a man with a plan. And no man has a better plan for a band than Bill Belichick. So I'm going to pick Bill Belichick for my band manager at number five.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
Unprecedented.
Okay. This is a move.
We're on to Cleveland.
He tells the roadies as they're cleaning up. We're on to Cleveland. My God.
I'm good with this.
Does he wear like a leather jacket with the sleeves torn off?
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
Elbow level?
No, he dresses exactly like he always does.
Okay.
He's just going to stand like on kind of the side of the stage.
Wait, so that means the sleeves definitely are torn off.
They're just disapproving. Just looking at everybody, disapproving.
Nice.
And he has a Surface tablet for no reason.
Okay. At least he's used to wearing a headset. So, Cyrus.
All right. So I have not filled my flex position, and I'm going to go a little weird here. But, well, actually, no, not really. I mean, you took Mozart. I'm also taking a violinist, although I guess Mozart was more than that. But
No.
I need rock violin, man. That'll be good shit.
Oh, my God.
And I'm taking a new one. I got a millennial, man. I'm bringing a millennial to the party. Because she is awesome, and she is classically trained, and she already has experience folding her violin into rock, EDM, and punk. So I'm going to take Lindsey Stirling as my flex position.
Hmm.
I know you guys don't know who that word, but when we're done here, look her up on YouTube. You will have a good time.
Yeah. She's I'm familiar.
Yeah.
Does that bring me up?
It brings you up, man.
Oh my God. Okay. So I was a little bit afraid that somebody would take my bassist, but actually I have a deep, I got a deep bench in terms of bass here because at first I was thinking maybe I would go with sort of one of these, one of these serious, like sort of funk bassists. Like I was thinking, you know, Jaco Pastorius or Marcus Miller or Victor Wooten or, you know, one of these dudes who really know, like lays down a fat groove. But, but it turns out there is a bassist out there who's already sort of in the rock, you know, that sort of the genre I want, who can also lay down a serious, like a sick groove and also write some fucked up shit. So, I am taking Les Claypool.
Okay,
excellent.
As my bassist, he is ridiculous, and he will go well with the rest of the band.
A man most famous for working on the South Park soundtrack.
What? Oh my God! If you haven't listened to "Sailing the Seas of Cheese," that is a fantastic album.
He's a total Haas. Don't get me wrong, but that is what he's probably most well known for.
Okay, I'll admit, Primus is
the South Park baseline.
Yeah, well, this is fair, but yeah.
Hey, you don't have a blind man driving the bus. It's okay.
Well, you won't for long either, or Keyshawn rather won't for long.
Probably just the one time. Ariel, bring us home.
My flex is also a classical person from the classical age, classical era of music. What we call a classical era of music, I guess, you know, in Star Trek times, that's even fucking Beastie Boys. But no, what is commonly accepted as a classical era. A lot of versatility. I think he could, you know, jive pretty well with the rest of the band members. So I'm going with Beethoven.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Well, he doesn't die of drugs, but he does.
One guy is alive.
He does lose his hearing from syphilis probably. So like,
okay, well, you know, rock bands, you know, et cetera, roadies, you know, it's a seedy atmosphere.
Yeah, true. It's true.
Nice.
Well, shit. All right, so has everyone? No one's announced their band name except for Key, right?
Yeah. How in the hell did Bill Belichick go in this draft? I'm looking over this pick, and I'm just like, what happened here?
something fucked up happened.
I didn't need anything else.
You know what? You have enough versatility. You're okay. It's true.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. Yeah. I was like, I could go and pick.
I can piss one away.
How did David Bowie not go in this draft?
Oh,
very, very, very stunned. I thought you were going to lock in on him, Wobby.
I did. I picked a band first and then I filled the spots to make the band. But, I wanted to, if I had chosen a different style of music, maybe I would have gone with Bowie.
Okay. Well, Key, who's your roadie?
All right.
Well, I did my five. Hang on. I got to Google it again. Hang on.
But we're only drafting the actual members, the ancillary personae dramatis.
In that case, can I just choose Bowie as my roadie? I'm going to take David Bowie as my roadie.
I'm going to say that's okay. Not okay to let David Bowie carry the bags.
My roadie is Wayne Campbell.
Okay.
Does anybody know who that is?
No.
Nope.
No.
Wayne's World. God damn it.
Dana
Carvey.
A fictional character.
No, not Dana. He's Garth.
He's Garth. Wayne is the.
Oh,
Wayne.
I'm sorry. God damn. Oh, that is terrible. I apologize.
Oh, I'm hurt.
I am too.
That was a good roadie pick.
That was a good pick. I'll admit.
Now, see, I am torn between my desire to go with Don Cheadle and have Roadie play Roadie.
Nice.
Or to stick Yoko Ono with the bags for being the history's most insufferable bitch and make Yoko Ono my roadie.
No, you don't want her anywhere around. She'll be backstage caterwauling and the mic will pick it up and then you'll
Because only John Lennon put up with her shit.
No, she's been around ever since. The world has put up with her shit. God hasn't struck her dead yet.
Well, that's God's issue, but no, she is not beloved by anyone else.
We shouldn't blame her too much for the.
Football. Oh bullshit!
What the hell is that?
Talk.
You are wrong as you're ever. She created the greatest musical atrocity of all time.
Hey! Come on now.
No doubt.
Hey, no doubt is not a musical atrocity. Come on. No.
Yeah, please. What is this?
Yoko Ono created.
Gwen Stefani is a treasure. How dare you?
If you haven't seen the two-song performance of Dirty Mac and seen what Yoko Ono did to it, it was the musical equivalent of squatting on a person and taking a shit in their face.
Some people like that.
Yeah,
John Lennon was one of them.
He was the only one.
John Lennon was sitting there looking at it like it was the best thing he'd ever seen. He had heroic level of drugs in that.
I don't understand what was going on there.
I think we've gotten derailed a little bit. Can we talk about our band names? Can we please? Because I really want to. But you're first in the draft. So I mean, before me anyway. So.
Pork chop sandwiches.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! Get the fuck out is right.
Is the first album Get the Fuck Out of Here? Because
or should I go Crush since I'd used Queen and Rush? And just pull the Q.
Q, what? Q, Q, R.
You said
Crush. Q-R-U-S-H.
No, we don't want that. We want the Q-R.
Quash.
No.
And they make pork chop sandwiches the first album. I don't know.
Nice. Okay, my band name comes courtesy of one of my students. Who was asking me a question about an operating system and was very confused about how something – well, no, I wasn't confused. He had designed something in an interesting way, and it required what he called the global death lock. And and I thought to myself, that is a fantastic band name, and I'm going
that
to
is.
Use it. So awesome. So my band is Global Death Lock, and yeah, I think our first album might have to be the Joaquin Dead. Joaquin Dead.
Wait a minute, how do you spell death lock?
Like death lock. Three words, but global death lock.
Yeah, but you're L-O-C-K. Is it L-O-K or L-O-C-K?
Shit. Yeah, we're
it's
not,
more metal if you drop that C.
No, we're gonna have Marvel one of these fucking, we're gonna have one of these fucking badass logos that's impossible to read though. Like have you ever seen like the fucking skeleton witch logo or something? It's just like
it's gonna be in Tolkien runes.
Yeah, exactly.
Our second album, The Oath of Feanor, will be amazing.
You laugh. But there is a band named Blind Guardian that has an album that is basically The Silmarillion, like end to end. It is much better than the book, The Silmarillion. It's not a bad album. I'm going to go ahead and admit that I kind of like it. But it's called Nightfall in Middle Earth. It is.
Wow.
It was.
Is that Nightfall with a K?
1998, I think. Nightfall in Middle Earth. And it was, yeah, it's all about, it's all about fucking the Silmarillion. Like, yeah, we get it all. So, yeah, that's all I got. Who's up next to name their band? I guess Ari.
I was thinking, this is a fantasy draft, and I had a little bit of a fantasy kind of influence coming on the band name. So
I mean, the fantasy is just that they survive the first album. Right?
Well, there are those fantasies, and then there's the fantasy overall feel. So I'm going to go with Silverbane.
Oh, okay. And like you're much more into gold, and like silver is just can go fuck itself.
No, B-A-N-E. I don't know. Just
no, sound. I know. That's what I'm saying. Never mind.
Yeah.
I thought you said vein.
Silver vein.
Silver vein. That sounds
they like will be action. Shooting silver into their veins.
Yes. That's exactly where I was going.
Possibly under their eyelids, etc.
Oh, God.
Interpret that how you will. Silver vein.
Silver vein. Well... I was going to actually go a different route, and then I decided to go with the funk, but I was going to actually have the world's first all-ball band with Michael Stipe, Billy Corgan, Phil Collins, Sinead O'Connor, and Pete Townsend.
Oh, shit.
And honestly,
I'm going to draft that band retroactively. Fuck it.
I was going to pick it and just wait for you guys to catch on. But I was afraid.
Their first album, A Night on Bald Mountain.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I was going to actually have their first album be The Bald and the Beautiful.
Wow.
Wow. Just call it Baldwin.
And then
with a space between.
There you go.
Their first big live performance, there was going to be a surprise appearance from Britney Spears. Because technically she could have qualified at one point.
True. This is true. The judges will allow it.
Dos Afros. I'm so happy that is now in the world.
You brought it there.
There's bound Dos Afros. Surely there's a band named Dos Afros. Oh, yep. There's a Dos Afros at Twitter. There we go. God bless Twitter. I'm following that person. I don't know who they are.
But are they a band or are they just like some random person?
There's these two black women staring at a brick wall.
You know, this is Twitter. Let's before we endorse this account, let's make sure it's not like some right wing crazy shit. Cause like it's Twitter.
No, true. No, it's not. No.
Good. Sweet.
No, they're from New York.
Of course they are.
They have a curly traveler lifestyle.
I don't even know what that means, but okay.
I don't know, man. They're legit posting. What a great name. Bravo. I'm sending them a message.
That's going to end well.
Am I living a less full life that I've never heard of Bootsy Collins?
You kind of are. Yes,
you are.
Okay, that's fair.
You know how good he is that I'm taking him like that high up? I was nervous that when you were talking about picking the greatest bassist of all time, I'm like, oh, no, he's going to pick Bootsy. There's no doubt. Thank God you never heard of him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I did a lot of bass research, actually, which is really weird. I guess a lot of people haven't heard of Bootsy. Was he a very specific kind of genre? Maybe that's why he wasn't on anything.
Super funk.
He is
funk. Oh, okay.
The man just has funk like coursing through his veins. When I said the man that brought bass to your face, that's what's on his profile on Facebook in big block letters. Google that shit, and as soon as you see a picture, you'll be like, yeah, of course Keyshawn picked it. There's no doubt. The man was born for this moment. Hell, he's got an album called Bootzilla.
Sure he does. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I thought for sure Jimi Hendrix was going to go number one overall. Oh. I am stunned. Stunned, I tell you.
Look, it's Mel Kiper's draft order is not always that accurate. You know?
It's true. It's very true.
Oh, let's see.
But he was number five, so, you know.
I'm amazed he went that far.
Yeah, it's true. I thought strongly about, but I had to take Neil.
Yeah, Neil was still there, right?
The trick, at least for me, being first and realizing I was going to have to wait a while, I was like, you know, Jimmy's the best guitarist, but mm-hmm. My singer would probably be like if I'm down at number 10, all the vocals are going to be gone. I got to get somebody that can do it all. And
okay.
Prince played like a motherfucker, so that was kind of where I went, because Jimmy, while he was amazing at guitar, he wasn't the best singer in the world.
No.
You know, Dave Grohl is a pretty versatile.
Stunned he didn't go anywhere.
Pretty versatile guy.
Honestly, you can fill a lot of roles with him.
Yeah, honestly,
if I wasn't going for chaotic, I'd pick Dave Grohl instead of the one-armed drummer. But I'm sorry, but when I'm listing off my band to friends who say, "Well, what did you do?" I want to be able to say I picked the one-armed drummer. Well, honestly, my first pick was Animal, and then. That was stolen from me by some bastard. Early in the
process. That would be me.
Sorry, the only reason that he stole Animal from you is because I stole Neil from him. So,
yeah,
had to have the drum solo of life.
Thus, we are all connected in the great drum solo of life.
Dave Grohl's spectacular.
If I hadn't gotten Bonzo, I would have pulled the aerial gambit you described and gone with two. I would have taken Phil Collins and Dave Grohl and just let them just like rule the world.
Jesus.
Can you imagine the shit those two would write together?
Oh man. I thought about picking James Brown and I was just like, there'd be too much funk on the stage, man. it would just be women getting impregnated and be it would be Prince. And the sexual harmonic and the ovulation nation. That's what we would call ourselves.
Jesus Christ. That's a long name, my man.
Damn straight. That's how you know they're a fun
That's
band.
An album cover that's going to be very busy.
That's right.
In all kinds of ways.
No, yeah, you could go Led Zeppelin style. Just don't put anything on the cover. Just an old man carrying some sticks.
Oh, hell no. No. Man, you got music notes covering it all over. They're all made of phalluses.
Wow. I don't
that's
know.
Oh, I wish I had thought of that.
That's going to need a baggie of some kind in the storefront.
Alba Mart, man. That's a good call.
Well, I mean, it's obvious for me. We're going to have the unreadable logo and then like some fucking – is that all? That's it. It's just like the unreadable logo in silver leaf on black.
It's going to be an eponymous album, right?
If only we had a friend who could draw these album covers for us to post along with the – with the podcast. Oh God, that'd be awesome.
Is that a hint?
Hey, boy, that was quiet.
Well, I can do that.
I think the font alone may break Cyrus for Riyadh's band.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while.
All right, let's see. What would The Walking Dead be?
Well,
Sexual Philharmonic. Oh, my goodness. And what was the name of the album?
The Funk and Nothing But the Funk. And it would be in purple. And there'd be
absolutely
music notes all over it that are made of phalluses.
I'm thinking like a Cheshire Cat, you know, just banging musical notes.
Yes, the music notes are all phalluses. Yes.
Yeah, just pink and just pink and okay.
No, why do we have to think about a cat banging anything? This is
seriously.
No, it's exactly what it is.
God, I hope not.
It's all pink.
I'd rather talk more about my very complicated font. You know, it's going to be very, very hard to read.
There needs to be like a subtle silhouette.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Bill Belichick.
Oh, boy.
Profile.
Oh boy.
Ever so subtle. Oh,
the you know the name of this font, Riyadh, it would be Helvetica, but with two L's.
Excellent.
Nice. Oh shit.
That's great.
Oh, shit. I need this font now. I need this font. Oh my god.
Was Sinead O'Connor's first album just a picture of her bald head?
I'm
not really that familiar with her, to be honest.
No.
Oh. Google could tell you.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I thought one of her albums was just a picture of the top.
Hey, this brings us back to another classic segment I like to call Keyshawn Talks to Siri.
Hey, Siri. Oh, shit. She answered. Hang on.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's a bad thing to Google. Bad.
Oh. Sinead O'Connor's bald head. Siri, Google it. Don't do that.
I'm already doing it. Jesus. Oh. Oh, she's brutal. Keyshawn's old man moment.
All right, folks. I hate to do this, but I probably need to mosey because I got some more.
That's
work
cool,
to
man.
Do tonight.
Before you go, I did have one question for you. John Myung, really thought he might make your list. Why not?
Wait, say again?
John Myung of Dream Theater?
Yeah, it's a good question. I just didn't have just didn't have the space, you know? I mean, dude's gotta make some choices. Yeah. These are the hard decisions that we make. Look, I mean, yes, at sir. Some point, clearly there's going to be a falling out in the band. And when there is, we need backups. And don't tell him this, but he's a backup. You know,
okay. It's fine.
He can ride the pine for an album or two, yeah. And then we'll call him up, you know.
Who was the one that picked Yoko Ono?
That was me as my roadie.
You realize how much money you're going to have to spend on security to keep her off the stage?
Pair of handcuffs doesn't cost that much.
The proceeds from your first album are going to be spent on security.
Can't you just stuff her in one of those roadie cases during the show?
No, this is all going to happen. I am going to punish her for the atrocities she had, you know, Keyshawn laid out.
All right,
she's
folks,
now a caddy for like the greatest band ever.
I'm out. Don't stuff anyone in lockers while I'm gone. Not even Yoko Ono. She does not deserve that treatment.
No, she doesn't.
Riyadh Wahbi of Stanford, California. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, yo. Talk to y'all later.
Adios.
Take it easy, man.
Go Zafros.
Let you sign off now.
That means goodbye.
That sounds like a song lyric to me.
Zafros means goodbye. That's the B side of our first single. Dos Afros means goodbye. Oh, that's so not. That's great. I have to write some songs now.
I'm so glad a lady made the list and the top round and the first round. That makes me my heart feel good.
Oh, Tina Turner was high up. If I wasn't going for comedy, Tina Turner had been on my shit.
She was on my list.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good pick. That's true.
Yeah. She could sing.
Yeah.
And what's her name? Oh God, this is going to sound terrible. Fat blonde chick.
From the Mamas and the Papas?
No. Think now. I can never. I don't.
Oh, Meghan Trainor?
No. God, there's
Adele?
More than one. No, Adele. Thank you.
She can. Oh. You think she would work in a rock band though?
I think she could work in any band. That woman can sing.
Yeah, it's true.
She can sing. That's
I don't
true.
Think it matters. I mean, it's kind of like Clapton. Yeah, Clapton may not fit whatever particular, you know, vein of music you're playing, but he can do it and do it well. You know, that's I've never heard.
If I'm going with a fat lady to sing, I'm going Ann Wilson.
Okay, there you go.
Ann Wilson of Heart.
Oh, see, I was like Aretha Franklin. I was very tempted for her too.
That's a good pick too.
Yeah.
All right, don't. Well, actually, I want you guys to judge me. At number two, for my vocalist, I had Steve Perry. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy.
I love that guy's voice. I
didn't. And if Steve Perry didn't work, you could have picked the guy that they picked as his replacement on the current Journey, who's almost vocal copy.
Oh.
So you could have true. You could have made out. You had like a clone that you could have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had Perry and Wilson at number two if Freddie somehow went number one.
Freddie was my number two.
Oh, yeah, Freddie was my number two as well.
Yeah.
Because I thought, man, Prince and Freddie Mercury, holy shit.
That's yeah, cool. Right? That's a love yeah. affair that needs to happen.
Oh, man, you have all sorts of crazy parties, man. I'd have.
And that would have. Those guys don't care what genitals you bring to the party. They just as long as you have them.
That's right, man.
They're always DTF.
That's right. That's right. Again, all
that would be the name of their band.
Always
down DTF. To funk.
Down to funk. No, I actually started with the band name and then started working on
things. I see. Okay. Okay. Whereas Errol and I went frontmen and then built around that. And let me see if I can divine what Ria was doing here.
I think he wanted a yeah. metal band of some sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty good one. Yeah, this would be a pretty good band, rock metal band of that.
Well, with only four of us, it's a lot to – everybody has flexibility to go a lot of mm-hmm. direction.
Yeah.
You know, you make this a 7-1, and it's going to start getting tight.
Yeah.
True.
Where do you guys feel like the first drop off come?
For like slide.
No. I mean, in a theoretical, you know, 10 to 12 team draft, what position thins out first? You think, or when, like, thereby vocals. Becoming, you know, your first rounders?
Vocals and guitar. Front man.
Okay.
You gotta get your front man.
Yeah, I think that's where I would go as well.
You have to. I couldn't fathom anybody. You know, Freddie Mercury's a great singer, but, you know, again, I don't know how well he played guitar. You know,
that dude could do everything, man.
Really? I didn't know that.
Keyboard, 4 octaves, man, woman, it's all good.
That was a delayed laugh, but I did get it eventually.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
I want to hear what the scenario. I want somebody to paint a picture for me of the band. They're starting to rock out. What's Beethoven doing?
What's Beethoven doing?
Yeah,
he's on the keyboard. In my mind, he's like feeling. He's laying down the start of the track because okay. he's helping to compose the music. Right, he's part of the. He's a big factor of the creative process. So he knows how it all goes, and he's kind of directing it all from the keyboard in the back.
I'm impressed that a lot of folks went with keyboards. Cyrus, you didn't.
I didn't. Because, well, no, because Freddie can do it.
Oh, okay. You had it. There you go.
I had the guy behind Bohemian Rhapsody, man.
Okay.
I had it covered. And I took a long, hard look at Phil. I really did.
Oh, yeah. I figured your drummer was going to be Phil. I assumed it.
Oh, but I need Bonzo back there. I'm losing his goddamn mind.
I hear you.
He's so rock and roll.
All right. Whose band dies first?
Oh, well.
Well, if you're really committed to Stevie Wonder driving the bus... I don't
I think
I don't like the chances,
last,
my man.
Stevie could last longer than Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix in one night.
Yeah, the drugs problem is
I'm pretty sure that your guys would die before they made it to the bus.
It's an acknowledged weakness of my band. That there's some substance issues.
But it's very rock and roll too, though.
True.
Questlove and Janis Joplin
and Jimi Hendrix.
Oh yeah.
And John.
No, Bissell. I'm excited. The possibilities of Beethoven writing music with Jimi Hendrix, man.
Hell yeah.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. What kind of fucked up shit?
Be amazing.
Now, didn't Beethoven do drugs too?
Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I don't remember. I mean, I don't remember what the history books say, but I mean, either way, there's not going to be any certainty about it.
I believe he's most famous for, you know, composing while deaf.
Yes. And as Riyadh said, the hearing loss many attribute to syphilis, but
yeah. Analgesic abuse.
Well, everybody probably did back then. I don't know.
Exactly.
Oh, too much laudanum. So, yeah, I feel like I limped out. I'm the only guy without a handicapable musician.
Yeah, you racist.
He's got two.
Damn right. And Bill Belichick. He makes do with BS.
Bill Belichick. Yeah, that's got to be the weirdest pick. There's no question.
Worst pick.
Weirdest, but
weirdest for sure.
I'll take it.
There. Honestly, it was for the comedy.
Okay,
that was it. I really, honestly, sat around thinking about what I would take at the very end that would complement all this, and it was really between picking a joke pick or picking a female singer to go with all this, and I went with the joke rather than being serious. I think if I was serious, I would probably. Well, if it was serious, I wouldn't have done the one arm drummer from Def Leppard and Bill Belichick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, if it was serious, it would probably be Phil Collins and what's her name? Tina Turner. Yeah.
Okay.
If I were serious, you know, really, really, like, oh man, yeah, I got to have a band. But if I have a band that I want to tell people I picked and be proud of, this is the band I picked. Damn right, I picked the one on.
Well, you had in play like some giants of the 80s, Prince, Phil Collins, and Tina Turner. That's, I'd listen to that.
Oh, man. They could play anything. That's the cool part.
Mm-hmm.
I went with funk cuz, you know, funk is fun. But they could do anything. They could do pop, they could do all sorts.
Yeah.
Of
No, I'm glad someone actually built a funk band.
Oh, can you imagine me doing anything else? Really?
As you said it, I was like, "Yep, that's what I thought was going to happen."
Yeah. Oh, of course, I didn't come up with Dos Afros. I mean, my God. I am proud of the ball band.
I'm telling you, man, the egg carton, that's the name of that band.
Oh.
There is an alternate reality that's just been created in this last hour where I slowly went through those picks. And I want to know, how long would it taken going through those rounds if I started with, like, Michael Stipe and then went Phil Collins – Billy Corgan. What second or third round? What's the over under where y'all would sit and go, oh, yep, I know what he's doing.
After Corgan.
Corgan? Okay.
Yeah. Actually, Stipe, frankly. No offense to either of those guys because I like them both, but.
Well, can any of those people actually.
Only Phil's an old timer.
Well, Phil and Pete Townsend.
And Pete who?
Pete Townsend.
Oh, okay.
But I those two are really the greats, you know. But those I don't know if Billy Corgan, Michael Stipe, or Sinead O'Connor can actually play any instruments.
Billy Corgan can play all the instruments.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know.
Part of the reason the Pumpkins broke up for a while.
Oh.
People got tired of him, like, just re-recording shit in the studios for their response.
Ugh.
Oh.
He was, yeah. One of those guys.
Jeez.
Yeah. So it wasn't just Yoko. There's other sorrowful sons of bitches out there.
Yeah, but Yoko did the worst.
Oh, yeah.
The Dirty Mac, God Almighty.
I was thinking about them the other day while I'm prepping for this. Am I wrong? Is Lennon, is he the weak link in that band?
No. Well, other than the fact that he brought Yoko in to kill their second son.
He didn't bring her there to do that. That was some freelance shit.
No, she didn't sneak in there. There's no way those other people would have ever tolerated that grade A caterwauling. If not for...
I want to ask a question, but I'll have to cut out of the podcast, so I can't do it.
What?
I want to ask a horrible question, but I have to cut out of the podcast if I do it. Yeah, that was spectacular caterwauling.
Oh, that is the very, very pinnacle of all caterwauling that has ever been caterwauled on the planet, ever.
But no, seriously. I mean, is Lennon the least talented guy? Clapton, Richards, Mitch Mitchell?
No, Mitch Mitchell.
You think so? Jimmy put him in his band.
No, yeah, but John Lennon, Jesus Christ, that dude could. He could come up with music. He could perform. He was amazing. Mitch Mitchell's a weak link. And I mean, Mitch Mitchell's great. He's actually one of the drummers I was thinking about. But
I had him on my radar for sure. Yeah.
I was kind of wondering like how fast the drums were going to go. And when you nailed Animal, I was like, oh, well, fuck, I got to start looking. So.
Bonham's great, man. I love that guy.
Who?
Bonham is great, man. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, he was right up there.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be able to wait till the very end and nail that guy.
Oh, no, no, sir. No, because I knew that I knew I wasn't going to get paired. I was committed to Freddie, and I knew I was not going to let him get back to me. And he shouldn't. That guy's a badass. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was definitely some strategizing going on. If Hendrix had gotten back to me in round two, I would have had to really rethink my strategy, though.
Oh, yeah.
I had a feeling Getty would be there at number two, and I really like that. But if Hendrix is there, I gotta take him, right?
I would say so.
Of course.
But seeing as the one who picked him, you know.
I mean, Jimmy and Freddie, oh my goodness.
Wait a minute. It's saying here on Wikipedia that Eric Jacobson and Ronnie Verrell were the drummers for Animal. Not Bonham.
I respectfully disagree. when you say R4, are they saying Muppeteers?
No. His drumming inspiration. Performed by Ronnie Verrell. Who the fuck is Ronnie Verrell?
Yeah, whatever, dude. That's what I'm saying.
He's a musician with several orchestras.
Okay.
All right. I take my one arm pick back. I go back with Animal.
What, the actual Muppet?
Yes.
Is that allowed? Fictional characters?
That was going to be my pick. If Bonham wasn't the one that did Animal. I'm taking Animal. And then
Taking one of these guys that the Animal's based on. Okay, that's fine.
Whoever the guy was that was playing behind the scenes, but on stage with the sexual Philharmonic. Goddamn right.
Jim Henson rolling in his grave.
I hope so. I hope he'd be proud.
All right, so we got I'm trying to picture this your Philharmonic. We got Prince, and he's got a guitar, and he's doing his Prince thing, making Prince noises, and Bootsy's right there with him, storming the bass.
Fuck yes. And
Stevie's on a keyboard, right? His head bob thing, right? Like a fucking cobra.
If Prince don't like it, he unplugs it.
And then we have Animal back there.
Fuck yes.
I don't see that. It feels
You're wrong. You're wrong, man. Think about Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. They were funk as funk could be. That's where little Keyshawn learned of the funk. Think of little Keyshawn watching.
You merely adopted the funk. I was born in it.
There you go.
Yes.
You need to trade two picks to move up and take Questlove from Ariel is what you need to do here, sir. Because that is clearly the drummer for your band.
No, yeah. I like Animal. I'm sorry. Animals. Absolutely Animal. Sorry. When you mentioned Animal, I was like, oh, shit, he's off the table. But looking on Wikipedia, it says nope. Occasionally performed by Kevin Clash. Done by Rob Mills.
These are the Muppeteers, not I take it.
No. Those are the drummers. Well, wait a minute. Actually,
I mean,
the drummers are several.
If that's the case, then there really was no Animal.
Right. So I'm picking Animal. One-armed drummer from Def Leppard, if you're listening, and America. But damn straight, Animal's got to be on there. Shit, the name of their band was The Electric Mayhem. That's funk. I named my first website after this shit.
Oh, hang on here. So I'm looking it up on Wikipedia. I'm looking Animal up, and it's popular legend. He was actually based on Keith Moon.
Oh, really?
Another great drummer, by the way.
Yeah. Based on, but I don't think Keith Moon actually did the playing.
No, none of them did. I mean, Frank Oz was the original one. You put in Frank Oz in your band?
Frank Oz just did the moving the Muppet, but the performing, it says right underneath there, is Eric Jacobson since 2002. But I'm talking
about... Yeah, because Frank Oz is dead.
Right, Ronnie Varela. Dead don't matter.
It's true, so take Frank.
No. Ronnie, I'll tell you, whoever was behind Animal, but I'm taking
Dr. Keith and the Electric Mayhem.
Don't you remember my first webpage was the Electric Mayhem?
I did. I didn't realize that was what the reference was.
Yeah.
His mother was Laverne. I'm wondering a lot about Animal tonight. Wow. What the hell are you doing to me, Keyshawn?
Kill it!
All right, hold up here. So, Michael K. Frith, Muppet designer from presumably Sesame Street, says they were based on, here we go, Janice was based on Mick Jagger. What? Dr. Teeth is a cross between Dr. John and Elton John.
I thought Janice is based on Janis Joplin.
Animal, on the other hand, designed by Jim Henson, doesn't appear to be related to any real musician. Animal himself considers Rich one of his musical influences.
Here, Wikipedia says Animal is a savant. Versatile session drummer.
Okay.
If the singer is
not... No, that's playing, okay, because now I have the episode title.
Animal is a savant.
I think we can go, boys.
I like The Walking Dead, but okay.
I do like The Walking Dead better, too.
I don't know. Dos Afros does it for me in a way I don't think anything else does.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, Walking Dead is pretty great.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm happy. It all worked out at the end.
I think so.
Lost Animal for a bit, but I'm going to pick him up after the draft for real cheap.
Yeah, this.
There you go.
He's a UDA. Undrafted
just
Animal.
Women. Just need women. Walnut. And the Sexual Philharmonic has that in droves. Animal is a savant. Somebody slipped that
fact. Shit. That's a fact.
It's a fact now.
Alternative fact. He's a tremendous savant. Oh my God, he's my favorite savant.
Versatile session drummer.
Huge.
Bigly.
Oh, baby, this was good.
You've been listening to Full of Sound and Fury podcast. I have been Cyrus Mordazavi of Kirkland, Washington. I invite you to follow me at risingproductions.tumblr.com. With me tonight, the head of Silver Vein, excuse me.
Right on.
Is has been has been Ariel Rodriguez of Austin, Texas.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Also with us, the mastermind, the savant behind the Sexual Philharmonic, our very own funk lover, White Keyshawn Xavier.
We here at the Sexual Philharmonic salute you.
With what?
Close your eyes.
Oh, no. Do not do that. This episode and previous episodes of Full of Sound and Fury podcast can be listened to at fullofsoundandfury.com or via subscription to iTunes and or SoundCloud. This has been a Rising in production, copyright 2017.
Woman! Woman!